It's Nick, Jess and Ducko. Welcome to the podcast.
Now, there is a new little tool out there called the Influencer Marketing Hub. And the way it works is you can plug in any kind of handle on Instagram, right? And then it calculates how much, roughly, they're earning per post.
I always love these stories.
I know.
I heard, like, maybe it was Kim K, like $100,000.
Per post.
Far like, out. Can you imagine just doing one post, holding a water bottle, and then 100G gets put into your bank account?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's more.
Do you reckon it's more?
I reckon it'd be close to a mil.
God, mate. $1 million.
$1 million a
Gosh,
post.
Gosh, maybe this was a few years ago.
Proper endorsement. Like,
oh,
from,
like a full campaign. Because like, I got my teeth whitened.
How many followers does she have?
So this is based purely on, so on TikTok, Charli D'Amelio, who I think is number one on TikTok.
Yes.
She earns about 75K per video.
Okay.
Right, and that's just her dancing. Like, that's not her promoting anything. That's just her dancing.
It's like a wage, like a salary she gets.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
75K. So if for Kim Kardashian, yeah, doing got, a full, like, yeah. promoted post.
To put her name to something.
Yeah.
She's got 279 million followers.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of followers.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Okay, yeah. So some local people, Tammy Hembrow, who's, I think, our biggest on Instagram, she apparently gets about 37 to 63K per post.
Wow.
Jeez. Like,
Kim
I
K's
love
mutti
tomato sauce.
Yeah.
70
Lots
grand.
To you.
Buy a lot of mutti with that.
Abby Chatfield, who's just, we spoke to her today on the show. You can hear that on the podcast. She's got a new show, Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. How much do you reckon she'd earn per post?
How many? Sorry, is it based on followers?
It's based on a number of metrics.
Oh, a number of metrics.
So it's things like your engagement level, your number of followers, and your average number of likes.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's about engagement.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because you could have 279 million, but how many people are actually liking and commenting on them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many does she have?
Abby.
Followers-wise.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She's not coming up.
Yeah, she's not coming up. It's not coming up mine either. Oh.
Well, has she deleted... Okay, this is weird.
Yeah, she's actually not coming
The only
up.
Thing I can find is Hot Nights with Abby.
Oh, she's deleted.
Oh, maybe she's changed the handle?
She's had a meltdown.
Maybe.
Abby Chatfield. No, I've got it here. 365,000.
Whoa, I can't find it. 365,000.
Yeah.
So I reckon she's getting 20K.
Okay, no, about 1,300 to 2,000.
Okay, I went way over there.
Yeah.
Oh, still,
that's not as much as I thought she'd get.
Still very good.
Oh, it's great money.
To literally say, I support Bic Pens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This blue is the best blue. $2,000.
Do you know what's disappointing though? Jessica Power from Maths.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she earns 1,500 to 2,500. And Martha Calafateris, 2,500 up to $4,000.
Up to $4,000. She's doing all right.
Yeah. So guys, I plugged in our handles.
Great.
To try and work out what our average earnings per post should be.
Should be.
All right.
Okay. So, Jessica Farcioni.
At Jess Farcioni, thank you.
At Jess Farcioni. So, you have just a shade over 15,000 followers.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank
it's
you
grown
so
a bit.
Much.
Your engagement, 2.47%.
So, out of my 15,000 followers, only 2.4% actually care.
On average
care.
It's your funny, isn't it, when you actually break it down like
it's
that?
It's really quite depressing, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are the other people doing?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get more depressed, trust
They're
me.
They're lurking.
Yeah, creeps.
Your average likes, 368.
Out of 15,000, only 368 people bother to double tap.
On average.
Yeah.
Okay. And again,
I was
going to
say, my wedding pic's got a couple. Look, I've got a few good ones.
I know. So this is, I think it's done over the last 12 months, which again, how's your wedding? But
I've done some very vain selfies that just got no love.
Okay. So
just brought my average down.
Your average post cost should be $93 to $156.
I charge a lot more than that.
Ooh, don't say anything quick.
All right. Ducko.
Yeah.
Wow.
Has about 6,500 followers.
At Ducko on the gram, baby.
At Ducko underscore.
Not Ducko
underscore.
On the gram. You're going to confuse people.
At DCK. Underscore.
Okay. So Jess's engagement was 2.47%. Yep. Yours is 6.43%.
Hello, Mr. Engagement. Is it because I got less followers, so there's probably more people engaging?
Well, here's the thing, right? If you crunch the numbers on that, Jess's average likes was 368.
Yeah.
Yours is 397.
Oh.
My people are just lurking.
Hello, followers. You're loyal to me and I love you.
They're just lurking.
Which means that your average earning should be $63 to $105 per post.
Wait, I don't understand. How much was mine?
$93 to $156.
So I still get more money. Oh, yeah. I don't care then.
There must be
talk about your percentages. I don't
care. It must be a follower thing then. If she gets more money, if I get more like
engagement. You think engagement would mean so much more.
Yeah.
Particularly in this era where we're seeing this like emergence of the micro influencer.
Yeah.
Where we're not looking for people with a million followers because of this very thing. There are people on there who genuinely don't engage. They just look literally with their eyes, which translates to nothing.
Yeah.
Whereas people who genuinely can get people talking in the comments, tagging their friends, that surely equates to a better business model.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna post things like, hey guys, comment below, engage. And just see people engage.
I want you to write engage and see if people listen. I reckon
I'll do a post and go, I learned that you can get paid pretty well if people engage on your post. Thoughts?
Engage.
Help a brother out.
And then mine.
Yes, here we go.
Okay, no, here we go.
Yeah.
So as you know, I'm not great on socials.
Yeah.
It's not that you're not great. When you post, they're brilliant, but you post once in a blue moon.
Okay, which is...
You know what? A blue moon is probably more common than how many times you Gil posts.
Yeah, you get like 2 or 3 of them a year,
you
I think.
Do?
Yeah. So my engagement is 9.1%.
9.1!
Okay.
Which means my...
Cute kids, man. Cute kids.
Yeah.
Which means my average likes is about 402.
Oh, wow.
And for my earnings for this calculator, there's an error message because I haven't hit 5,000 followers yet. I'm not even worthy of being calculated.
So really, it's all about followers. Engagement, it doesn't matter.
So you just tried to knock me down there just to build me back up again, all right?
Yeah, but I thought it was interesting that you had the lowest likes.
It is interesting.
But your earnings are still more.
It must be all followers then.
Like I get zero earnings. You're still better off. So
yeah, suck it.
Tell you what, it was an educational day for our twins yesterday. They're 4 years old. And we were down at Caves Beach. We thought we'd have a little trip to the beach with the fam.
Oh, yesterday?
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Left at about 9 a.m., got down there because we are a pasty family and we thought we'd get out there before the sun got too hot.
Mm. Yep, in your full regalia.
In our full regalia, our
not
beach
one
trousers.
Not skin was showing.
And the business shirt buttoned up.
Full-length business shirt and our Cooper's. Beach gloves.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, wait. You said gloves. Is that a joke? Would you
that
actually
is a joke.
Yeah, I mean,
do you wear those little booties that you like? People can wear like, that are waterproof.
Oh,
like
have
shoes?
You seen the tops of his feet? They are reflective.
Oh, yeah. Those things
I wouldn't
glove.
Mind little ankle hats, you know, to be able to just cover those bits
like
of feet.
Golfers who wear their little hat umbrella.
Yeah.
Those for your ankles.
That would be great because the tops of my feet, you know.
Like a little visor.
That would be really heaven. Someone can invent that for me and the Gill family. Anyway.
All the Gills need it.
Oh, little Harry in her red hair. Anyway, you may know that Tonga had a volcanic eruption in the ocean.
Yes.
No sign of damage or casualties or anything. Thoughts are with those people. But as a result of that, there's been a tsunami warning.
Yes. Mm. The whole pretty much East Coast.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we'd driven the 35 minutes or whatever to Caves, thought it would be a lovely day, go see the caves and blah, blah, blah. We'd been down there for about 3 minutes when a speaker said from the life-saving tent, guys, the beach is closed. Obviously, because of the volcanic eruption, there is a tsunami warning. Not a good day for a beach, guys. Go home.
That's what the lifeguard said.
That's what the lifeguard said. Casual as you like.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't know that my kids knew this, but Harriet had the right idea. Immediately started sprinting up the beach.
She was gone.
What do you mean she heard tsunami?
She goes, tsunami, and then starts running up the beach. I'm like, how the hell do you know what a tsunami is?
Surely she thought it was like a cured meat or something.
Yeah, anyway, so she starts running up the beach. I'm like, Harriet, it's okay. Like, you know, if it comes at all for us, it'll be a while.
Can I just... Yeah. So she has just gone, every man for himself, bolted. Hasn't dragged you or Georgette or
a flight for her. I like it. It's a flight.
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's not mucking around. Nah. If these fools are going to hang around on the beach, no way.
No way.
Every man for himself. Every little girl for herself.
Yeah, but not great survival instincts because she got to the showers and then loved pushing the button so much that she got caught on that. So
she
we
got distracted.
You got distracted.
Ooh, button.
Button. Well, she doesn't want to take sandy feet up the hill,
that's
does
very
she
true.
Now?
That's true.
She's a
smart
young lady.
Yeah. Anyway, so then it led to a discussion from Otis, who's an inquisitive soul. Mm. So he, casual as you like, is just walking up the beach with us, and he's just like, why do volcanoes erupt?
Well, that's a big question.
I'm just like, okay, racking my brain for like year 7 science. So like under the Earth's crust, like the ground, there's magma.
Oh, gosh.
And
yeah, you then, don't tell me
Nick
you're talking about magma.
Like, Nick Gill, you know that thing about all dads? It is a universal dad thing. They don't know the phrase, I don't know.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
have
true.
To
they
give their child an answer. Nick Gill, you are the epitome of this.
Yeah. I think I remembered it well enough.
Of course.
I was just like, I think there's pressure bubbles in the magma, which is like lava bubbles.
Can we also have a moment to acknowledge that? They're potentially, it's not, it didn't, but it could be a tsunami coming
like
through.
The lifeguard has just
well,
said. Son,
well, son, the magma of the earth's
Anyway, so I explained to him how pressure bubbles, magma, causes lava to come out and blah, 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 blah. And then he immediately just starts digging into the sand because he's like, can we make it to the magma underneath you? Anyway, it was quite a day.
Quite a day. How educational.
Very educational.
Good family bonding.
Yeah.
A little bit of exercise in there.
Yeah.
Some learning.
And also, the Gills would have been stoked they didn't actually get to spend time on the beach.
Yeah. Oh, right. We tried.
All right, sadly, I'll tell you what's trending every day. It's COVID. And we would like to know, 131060, what did COVID ruin for you? Because I saw a grim story from a mate of mine on Instagram who posted this whole tale. Now, I saw it unfold in real time because he kept posting on his story his trip to his family in Victoria.
For Christmas?
For Christmas.
Beautiful.
He was going down to Ballarat, which is in regional Victoria, very close to Melbourne, about an hour and a half away from there in regional Victoria from Newcastle. Now, he's got a family. I know he's got two girls and they're quite young, like 2 and 5. And so he was going to drive down, but he had a very paranoid family. They don't have any health complications or anything. They're just a bit worried about COVID after what Victoria's been through.
Fair enough.
So they said, for Christmas, we just want you to get a PCR test. Okay? He's like, fine. All of us, totally asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Get a PCR test, then drive down to Ballarat. Now I've just plugged it into Google Maps. Ballarat is 11 and a half hours of driving.
Yuck.
Driving.
Oh my God. And with two young children, I can imagine that expands out.
Quite a bit.
Yes. So there's not enough scroggin in the world to keep those girls occupied.
That's what Gilly gives his kids on car trips.
100%. That's where I learned
they
the word scroggin.
They ask for lollies. He gives them scroggin and sultanas.
The sultanas are in the scroggin.
Like, I don't even
little,
know what
little bit of, you know, those
along
little
the
nibs,
nuts.
The cacao nibs or whatever. That horrible, you think it's chocolate and it's like bitter as all hell.
They get a bite every half hour.
If they're good.
Of all.
If they can answer 4 trivia questions. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they haven't socked each other in the face with their last cacao nib. Anyway, so what happened was over the course of 2 days and about 9 hours of travel a day, because you've got to take breaks and give them a play and food and whatever.
Refuel.
Yeah.
Scroggin.
He got, not a word of a lie, to the main road of Ballarat and his PCR text comes through. Positive.
No.
So he is asymptomatically got COVID. He is 5 minutes away from pulling into the driveway of his parents' house, who just out of paranoia asked him to get his PCR test.
No.
He then has to turn around, not make contact with anybody, go to like those swipey service stations.
Yes,
to get
where
stuff.
You can do it yourself.
Yeah, don't know what he did about food. He hasn't updated his Instagram since. He's had to turn around from Ballarat and do the 11 and a half hour drive back to Newcastle to isolate.
Wow.
I mean, would you ponder at that time being like, I didn't send a text. I'm going into my family. Let's just stay here.
Surely that crossed his mind. And then he's
they
gone.
Got so far.
They specifically asked. This is the universe going, turn around.
Yeah.
Because they're going to ask to see it.
But even
do you know
the
what I mean?
PCR, like I don't even know if he's in trouble for traveling in the first place, even though he was asymptomatic, for traveling after getting
is
it without the result.
Is it one of those you have to isolate?
I don't know anymore, man.
Who knows?
I don't know what the rules are.
Wow.
It's just ridiculous.
But now he's gone MIA on the gram.
Yeah. Haven't seen him since Christmas on the gram.
Oh, man. What a nightmare of a Christmas.
What a depressing thing, because you're right, like if they'd run out of food, you can't go eat where you're going to get food from, so they're digging under the car seats for like that one stale Macca's fry that always ends up under there, or a rogue sultana.
I literally the same thing with my mate. So apparently when they, because you know when back when you needed PCR test to fly to Queensland, he was in Sydney and they got the PCR test. Supposedly you only needed your results within a day of being there. So as long as you, when you landed in Brisbane, if you just went isolated until your results came back, that's all good.
Okay.
Yes, but do you know what they, because this happened to a friend of ours, do you know, happens at the border. Not a word of a lie. So they're at the border, right? They've had their PCR, haven't got their result. They're like, we thought we'd got it back yet. And they said, how confident are you that you're negative? And they're like, pretty confident. And they said, not a word of a lie, border control goes, well, you can go then. That is absolutely fine. You can go into Queensland. When you get the result, If it's positive, just report it to us. And if it's positive, it's a $4,000 fine.
Oh. What?
So, yeah. Answer to my friend.
So you can roll the dice. You can go into Queensland. It's fine. And if you're negative, no repercussions.
But if you're positive.
But if you're positive.
Well, they flew from Sydney into Brisbane. They hadn't, you know, the test went to the house, went to his house, all her in-laws and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big, just before Christmas, she gets a text after being around the family. It was positive. And they were in Brisbane already. They just landed there. And then the whole family had to isolate. They had to borrow the brother's car and drive straight back to Sydney. Yeah.
What a nightmare. What a nightmare.
COVID, though. 13, 10, 60. What did it ruin for you? Have some fun with it, you know?
How are we still doing this phoner in 2022?
Oh, God, I'm over it.
Brittany's in Curry. Good morning, Britt.
Morning.
What did COVID ruin for you, babe?
My wedding 3 times.
Oh, in what span of time?
Well, so it was supposed to be October.
Mm-hmm.
Then we changed it until just after, like, they were going to let everyone be free if you were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Then people were still not vaccinated in time and couldn't get in quicker, so we had to postpone again.
Mm.
Then my venue sold on me, so I had to find a new location and postpone again. Mm. And now we're at a new venue and hoping to be married on the 12th of February.
12th of Feb. Come on. Fingers crossed for Brittany.
I know.
Three times.
Weddings are just getting harder and harder to organize.
This is why there's so many people eloping and doing just the town hall things. It's like, stuff it.
Yeah. What's the point?
I just want the ring.
Yeah, literally. Cassandra's in Kersley on 13 1060. Cassandra, what did COVID ruin for you?
Well, I had all my family arrive on Christmas Eve, cooked up a massive roast dinner and started to feel a bit funny and didn't eat my roast dinner and woke up Christmas morning and Santa brought me COVID.
You'd rather a lump of coal.
Were you on the naughty list?
I must have been. I don't know what I did wrong, but I must have been. So I had to, all the Christmas presents were under our tree in our house. So I had to sit outside my house and watch through the window as everybody opened the Christmas.
You're the sick one. Surely you get some, you know, love and care.
Oh, it's funny when you get it, people are just like, get out.
Get out.
Leave. Yeah.
Oh, I love that they still let you watch them outside the window.
And wouldn't they have all been close contacts because you had dinner with them the night before?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't end up having dinner with them because I cooked it and served it and then went and passed out sort of thing in my bedroom.
No.
And because we live on a property, they all sort of, and my mum had her motor home, my daughter's got her granny flat, they were all outside for the rest of the time. So I pulled out the blow-up pool, put it under the tree and sat in that all day because I had temperatures of 40.8 and I was like, I'm not missing everybody.
I'll just sit in the blow-up
pool.
I'll
just sit and watch from the outside.
Oh.
Yep.
Ah, jeez. Bloody COVID.
It's all right. It's 2022.
It's our year.
And Nick said earlier that the numerologists have all banded together saying it's going to be a year of good stuff.
Yeah, pretty much universally. Like
for everything.
Because 2 + 0 + 2 + 2 = 6, and somehow that just means everyone's having a great year.
Exactly. Both those stories were from 2021.
I reckon the underwater volcano that just erupted has other questions to ask about
that. You're so right there.
Well, you take that up with Mary Aragon.
Aragon.
Numerologist.
Okay.
2 + 2 + 2.
I get it. It's our year, baby.
It's our year.
Come on. No more COVID
stuff.
No
more.
Just be positive.
Yeah.
Test negative.
But, yeah, good. New show debuts tonight, Hit 106.9, and right across the nation, it's Abby Chatfield, or should I say, Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. And she joins us this morning ahead of her debut radio show. Abby, good morning and congratulations. And also, welcome to the Hit family, girlfriend.
Oh, so many beautiful things to say. Good morning. Thank you. I'm very nervous about tonight. We're very excited.
Yes.
Are you really nervous, Abs? Because that was going to be my question. I mean, you are a media darling. You've done everything in between. You've done TV. You've got the podcast. You've bloody won reality shows. You're prolific. But has radio made you a little bit, I haven't done this one yet?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new skill, isn't it? I haven't slept last night. I think I slept for an hour. I've been thinking about what am I going to do wrong? How do I do this? How do I do that? But I'm looking forward to it. It's a whole new skill. And hopefully, you know, I'll get better and better. I'll be as good as you guys one day.
Oh, God, love
it. So have you done the board yet? What's coming up on tonight's show then?
It's
on 7, Nick. It's fine. It's a few hours.
We're at 7 p.m., darling. Yeah. We're up to 6:30 doing hair and makeup. Come on.
So you're up far too early for a night show. You know what I mean? You need to get the sleep in sorted, first of all. You don't need to be able to gold like ours like we are. But what can we expect from hot nights this year?
Well, it's going to be a lot of caller interactions because I'm not sure if you know, but on my podcast I have, you know, a lot of listener interactions, which we love. My listeners, my followers seem to be very willing to tell me things they may not tell anyone else in their lives, which is very exciting. Obviously, a lot of taboo topics, interviews with people, you know, exciting stuff, the standard radio and some personal stories I'd never share the potty.
It's one thing, Abby, though, to ask people to DM because I do follow you and I love when you just ask that blanket question and some of them are very juicy, you know, terrible dates or, you know, maybe things that have gone wrong in the boudoir, that sort of thing. A DM is one thing, but to get someone to call is a whole other. So I look forward to hearing your followers, you know, open up to you in that regard and we can actually hear them telling those stories. That'll be cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully they commit. If they love me, they'll do it. You know, I'll manipulate them.
And is
cash, Abby. It always works.
Cash is key.
Get stores of cash.
And are we going to see Conrad on the show at any stage?
Yeah, hopefully Conrad will come on the show. I mean, he's next to me now, so I'll ask him after this phone call. I haven't thought of that. Good. Thanks for the content, guys.
Block out
a
spot.
You can make a whole segment to do with him. You know what I mean?
Do you know what we like to do, Abby? Just call someone and say, hey, give us a story. It really goes well when they just come out on the fly. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight. Right here on Hit 106.9 from 7. Abby, good luck. I mean, you don't need good luck, but good luck. Enjoy it. Have some fun.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. It's Destiny's Child. Oh, how's this? Independent woman. Part one, though, not part two. Not idiots.
So it is our first show back, and we've caught up a little bit over the break, but there's been a few things that I haven't shared.
Yes.
Do you want to ask me what Angus got me for Christmas, by any chance? Does that feel like a question you... dying
I can do that for you. Yeah. What did Angus get you for Christmas?
A dog.
What?
What?
He bought me a puppy.
But I haven't seen it yet.
What?
Yeah, exactly, because it comes
house.
On Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
How exciting.
I'm the dog guy. You don't take the dog thing from me. No.
No.
I mean,
that's really exciting. There's supply shortages with COVID. Have they got
what
supply
kind
of dog?
A Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Oh, you got one.
I got one.
Okay.
Exactly. Oh. So, you know, we've been talking about it for a while, what breed. Yeah. And I wanted a big boy. Oh. And Angus was like, they're too big. And he wanted an Australian Shepherd. I said, they're too active. We don't run.
Oh, the Ridgebacks are...
You're so we compromised and got
a
Ridgeback. Exactly. Well, so we'll deal with that on Friday. But yes.
So how old when you're getting it?
He'll be 8.5 weeks.
Oh, cute.
Yes, very cute.
But you won't be able to take him out for a few months with all these vaccinations,
correct.
Right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Don't worry. We've listened to Caesar Milan's audiobook on repeat.
Oh, who hasn't?
The 90, mate, you should see how Angus is already approaching this. He's listened to The Art of Raising a Puppy, How to Raise a Rhodesian Ridgeback, and then the Caesar Milan. I've jumped on the Caesar Milan.
It all goes out the window when they want to get in your bed and you let them in for one night.
I wouldn't have thought so. I just listened to the chapter on meditating with your dog, so I'll absolutely be enacting that.
Okay.
But the thing I wanted to share with you is, you know, while this is a big change, some things will stay the same, like my reliance on the crystal. So the issue that lay with Angus getting in really good terms with the breeder was she said, you can have pick of the litter. So there are about 6 boys in this litter. We wanted a big boy.
Do you have a name yet, by the way?
No. Oh, okay. We've got a short list, but maybe we can talk about that at another time.
Okay, that's
all right. But
could be crystal bound.
We got pick of the litter. So it was about 6 to 8 boys or something. And we kind of knocked a few off just based on how they look, very vain, but we're like, oh, yeah, these two are the cutest, yeah?
Yeah.
And then we said to the breeder, we can't tell these two apart. One had a green collar and one had a blue collar. That was really all the difference. And we said, are they showing any personality? Like, we'd like, you know, a pretty chilled boy. She went, no, they're exactly the same. And how are we going to decide between green boy and blue boy?
Mm.
And you might remember last year for my wedding dress, my best mate, Mel, she's very into the crystals in the universe.
Yeah.
She asked the crystals between 2 wedding dresses I was trying to decide on.
That's right.
She asked the crystals, and you wave this crystal that's hanging from a chain over a picture, and if it sways, it means no.
Uh-huh.
But if it spins in a circle of its own volition, it means yes.
That's right.
What if it yeses both of them?
Well, that didn't
or
happen.
Knows both of
that
them.
Didn't happen
okay,
with the dress. So Angus went, let's ask Mel.
Yeah.
So he sent Mel the 2 pictures, one of green boy and one of blue boy.
Mm-hmm.
Said, Mel, we need you to ask the crystals again
which
puppy we should go with. She said, I'm on it. So she blessed the crystal. put it in some bowl and did the gong thing around it. Wow. And it was actually the same crystal that she used for the wedding dress.
So it knows you, the crystal knows
you. It knows me. We're connected.
Yeah.
We're connected. Hey, Jess. Good to see you again.
Is that the crystal?
That's the crystal.
Oh, okay, sure. Thought it'd be a bit more woo-woo, but sure, it sounded little chipmunky, but that's okay. So she hovered
he's little.
She hovered it over the blue boy.
Yes.
Swayed.
Ooh.
What does that mean again?
No, it means no.
Of course it means no, yeah.
Hovered it over green boy.
Yes.
Spun.
Oh,
green boy it is.
Green boy it is.
Right.
So on Friday, we meet green boy.
And you take it home Friday?
Yes. How exciting. He's coming from Jindabyne.
Okay.
So we've got a transport company. He's got some lush little courier transport limo situation. He's going to come up. And arrive on Friday.
Oh, it's so exciting. Wait, and you know what's...
I can picture little green boy in sunnies. There's champagne in the ice bucket.
Sticking out of the sunroof, living his best.
I can't wait to give you advice.
I will need all your notes. I'll need all the notes.
Pet insurance. Boy, get that. I'll tell you that much for free.
Yes. Yeah. I would like everything except the menu that you cook for Pam.
I was going to say, what are you going to feed? You want to do that? I'll give you the book we read, Give a Dog a Bone, for the organic diet.
I will not be cooking. Yeah. I can hardly cook for myself.
No, you want chicken wings and chicken necks.
But you're doing broccoli and Greek yogurt and getting up at all hours to make these meals.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Do you want our what to expect when you're expecting it? And then I'll just scrawl a puppy after it.
I would love that. You've got 4 days. 4 days to educate in both the puppy realm and the parent realm.
Oh, this is exciting.
Because I already love him more than anything in this world. And I'm phantom patting, like Angus and I will be in bed. I just phantom pat the air.
So
like,
you, what are is you it doing? Be, I'm that's like, I'm my next question, co-sleeping. You know how you guys gave me so much crap. I can't wait to give you stick about all the things you've given me.
Look, at this stage, I'm going to say no
to
the co-sleeping. We've already bought three beds for the puppy.
What?
One for the laundry.
They chew it up. It'll be everything's going
to
be chewed up.
Okay, well, they're meant to be for different areas, but maybe we
the socks,
it
your shoes, undies, just loves. Remember I said loves the crutch in Morgan's undies?
Well, that might just be Pam, doll. That might just be Pam.
Or just Morgan.
Or just Morgan. Yes, but how exciting.
Yes,
and I know a lot of people saw me doing I wasn't drinking for 7 days. The last 7 days I did no booze.
Oh, yeah.
And I did get a lot of like, oh, you've got an announcement on Monday. Oh. I do. It is not that I'm pregnant. It's that we're expecting a third child.
I tried every day to get you to drink as well.
You really did.
I didn't even put it together. She could have been pregnant.
131060 is the number. Need you on the phones right now. What did you think you'd never yell at someone until you had a kid? Mm. Comedian Em Russiano posted on her Instagram just the other night. She has a 3-year-old son named Elio. She said, I never thought I'd have to yell out, stop rubbing your penis on the fridge, until little Elio came around. She has two daughters, so maybe she thought in her wildest dreams wouldn't have to yell that specific phrase. But no, the son has come along. And that is something she had to scream at the top of her lungs. And it sounds like it may have been a repeated act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sounds like something she's at her wit's end with.
Yeah.
Because he keeps rubbing his little member on their fridge.
Little boys and their little Johnsons. They love it.
Just trying to cool down, perhaps.
Yeah, we've had to tell Otis to stop putting it in like his tracksuit pant, like top strap, because he likes to just
like in the waistband,
kind of in the waistband, just poking out a little bit.
Johnson,
isn't that a trick for gentlemen?
Yeah, it is to calm it down,
tuck
in the waist belt when
you need
excited
to do the walk of shame or something.
Yeah,
tuck it down. So it's not as visible.
I've never
in the
heard
pants.
Of chuck it on the fridge.
Chuck it on the fridge.
It'd be cold.
That'll cool it
down. A few other people got involved. One mum said, "I never thought I'd have to yell, stop smelling the couch after people stand up," to her young child.
Well, he just wants to smell their scent.
Just wanted to
Didn't
smell the couch.
Did the minister do that in Parliament a few years ago?
You're so right. Maybe that's his mum. I guess had a kid doesn't necessarily mean a young kid. Could be any sort of kid.
This is my favourite on the Nick Jestucco Instagram in the comments. Stop licking the plastic guide dog at Coles.
You never think in your wildest dreams you'll have to tell someone to do that.
No.
Yeah. Quite often in the bath, we'll be yelling, don't put the squirter in Otis's butt, Harriet.
I mean, you're setting yourself up there.
Why is there much licking and butt stuff? There's another licking one. One mum has said, I had to tell my daughter, stop licking your lips before you kiss me. Oh, that is some creepy, creepy stuff.
I mean, when they're really young, the kind of stuff, just like yogurt isn't paint. You know, you just have so many.
Yeah.
so many
just
things.
Just desensitized to it as well. Just saying things.
I love that. Who made the urine icy poles? Why is there a sock in the toilet? I mean, you spend your whole life before children thinking these are sentences that, you know, other people might say.
Urine icy poles? Now that's a process.
That's a process. You should have caught that a few steps ago before they came out of the freezer.
Aiming into like some kind of receptacle and then putting it in the freezer.
These frosty fruits are a bit stinky.
A different flavour. All right, so 13 10 60. What do you think you'd never yell at someone until you had kids?
Till you had kids.
Give us a call. A Call of Fame prize up for grabs. We'll do it next. Brian's in Raymond Terrace on 13 10 60. Brian, good morning. What did you think you'd never yell at someone until you had kids?
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
It was get off the dog. It's not a horse.
Oh, so a little ride the dog around the living room. I love that.
Oh, so was it a big dog?
Oh, mate, it looks fun. Yeah, it's a huge dog.
It looks
fun. It looks like a horse. But it's more the fact that he's having more fun than I am doing it.
I'm too big for this.
Kids on Great Danes, you know, it fits.
Hilarious. Fantastic. Nicole's in East Maitland. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
What did you think? You'd never have to yell at someone until you had kids.
Oh, look, I've got so many I could write them down. But my boys were 3 and 4 years old at the time in the backyard playing werewolves. I had to yell, stop playing werewolves. I am not cleaning up any more poo.
Do the werewolves poo in the backyard?
I don't know the rules.
Apparently they do, yes.
I love that the boys are just getting free. They're just naked in the yard.
Yeah. Is werewolves just an excuse for them?
They were butt naked, shirts off, everything up the side of the house, and I was really not happy. But the kicker is, I had to yell it more than once because the game went for a few days.
Few days. Wow. It sounds more interesting than Baby Cheaters, at least, Nick.
Oh,
Anything the game your kids play.
The great thing about kids that age is hearing them explain the rules to each other, though. And I would have loved to be there. They're like, all right, so first of all, you take your clothes off and then you need to poo because we're werewolves.
Yay! That's
what they do. See you in, Kate said. What did you never think you'd have to yell until you had kids?
Oh, to my 9-year-old daughter, stop fighting on your dad's head.
Right.
She's 9.
I love that.
Your 9 feels old.
It does feel old.
I'm not going to lie.
Poor dad.
Yeah.
I mean.
Dad's copping it. He's getting pink eye every second day.
So good. It's part and parcel of being a parent, isn't it?
It is.
It's in the books. Dee is in Cessnock. Good morning, Dee.
Hi, I feel like I need to start this with a cough so that you know who you're talking to.
Oh, yes.
Dee, the cougher from 2021. Welcome back.
Did you manage to escape the vid, Dee?
I am playing real life dodgeball with COVID. I am like left, right, up, down. Like, I haven't got it yet. Just a nice spicy cough to end the year.
Very good. Very good. Not COVID, though. So what did you think? You'd never have to yell at someone until you had a kid.
Your vagina is not a pocket.
As in they were storing things up there.
So I gave one of my kids, she was about 3 or 4 at the time, I'd given her 20 cents.
Oh.
Went away. And I said, where's your money gone? She goes, I put it in my pocket.
Oh.
She was very aggressive.
Oh.
Yeah, and then?
She retrieved her money from her pocket.
Oh, so you could, you knew.
It's the marsupial way, you know.
It is. She'd learnt about kangaroos.
Science gang.
Thank you so much.